been great traveling around all of America. I have like the best job ever. I get paid to travel around all of America, try to make people laugh, meet real human beings, not just Russian bots, right? It's the best. It's a real privilege to get to see all of this huge country. And I think outside of America, we think of America as like a monolith, right? Like America, Americans, like one entity, right? But you live here long enough, you realize it's such a big country. Every state is like its own nation unto itself, their own cuisine, their own way of talking, their own values, their own flags, right? That's why there's so much division here. It's all these different countries trying to federate. And it becomes so obvious once you start living here. You can tell the difference between the different types of Americans, the different energies, right? From East Coast to West Coast. It's so obvious, you can call it out. Like East Coast Americans, super intense. Right, West Coast, everyone calms the fuck down a bit. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like the East Coast of America, everyone's still fighting the British. It's like they never got over it. Every day in New York, without fail, it's just like, fuck, I'm walking here, fuck! It's like genetic PTSD, right? From Assassin's Creed. And then you move west and people calm the fuck down a bit. And it's reflected in the state mottos of every state, the attitudes of the people from that state, reflected in the state motto. East Coast state mottos, super intense. Because that shit was forged in the heat of battle. So the revolution's forever imprinted into the makeup of those people, right? Like the state motto of an East Coast state, like the state motto of New Hampshire, is live free or die. That's a very intense state motto. All right, if you're from New Hampshire and you're living there, at some point you have to start questioning. Like, hey, how far do we take this? All right, because I'm feeling a little imprisoned by this post office line right now, and I don't know, man, maybe we should look at our state motto here. Or like the state motto of Pennsylvania or Massachusetts, it's like another East Coast state, it's like something in Latin. It's like liberty, but only by the sword, I'll chop your head off, right? It's like Game of Thrones book titles. It's a dead language, I'm paraphrasing, right? And then you move west, and people calm the fuck down a bit. Like you move southwest to Tennessee, and the state motto of Tennessee is agriculture and commerce. Compared to live free or die, agriculture and commerce isn't even a call to action. Like, it's not even, let's do agriculture and commerce. There's no verb in that motto. Do you understand? That means there's no action word. So the sentence has no direction. It's just concepts. It's like everyone got to Tennessee and they're like, oh my God, the sun here is awesome. Yeah, agriculture and commerce. Yeah, figure it out. But not today. Then you move further west, southwest, to Texas, right? And the state motto of Texas is, does anybody here know what the state motto of Texas is by any chance? I won't make fun of you if you get it wrong. Lone Star State, good guess, that's wrong. Anyone else? Don't tread on me, great guess, that's wrong. Remember the Alamo, bad guess, that's wrong. Really, you're gonna let this fucking foreigner teach you about your country? All right. Your president's not gonna like that. But that's the energy, right? What, grab your guns, don't fuck with Texas, don't mess with Texas, everything's bigger in Texas, build the wall, fuck your mom. No, the state motto of Texas is friendship. Yo, the state motto of Texas is the opposite of every commonly held connotation of the state. That's a major failing on the PR department of the state of Texas to get your messaging that wrong. Everyone thinks it's go fuck yourself. It's friendship. That's 180 degrees off message. That's how chilled out they were when they got to Texas. They're like, friendship. And then you get to California, and the state motto of California is Eureka, We made it. We're as far from the British as we can get. Fuck those assholes. Legalize weed, make movies, do whatever the fuck you want. Manifest destiny.
Stream Ronny Chang, Asian Comedian Destroys America, only on Netflix now.